True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Let's do Victory Monday. Let's go. Woo. Yeah, and Steve Kerr is going to be here in 45 minutes. But outside of Steve, let's talk, Niner fans. Let's talk. Feet up in the second half.
Right.
Took Brock Purdy all of one play to score a touchdown in the red zone yesterday.
Grandy's grade's coming up, and I'll just say this, not to tip the grade, but special teams, baby. When you know, nothing speaks of coaching more than watching a unit get better. And the special teams have gotten better.
They've gotten better.
And better and better. There were some hiccups.
Yeah, it was a wild day.
A little bit weird.
Eddie D's out here missing extra points again. Maybe they should let Morstead do the extra points. Eddie D can do the, he can do the field goals. He doesn't miss the field goals.
Yep.
Extra points get a little wild. Yeah, it was a wild day for special teams. But to put up a 40-burger and get a double-digit win, and I hope, you know, the Cardinals maybe helped your fantasy squad, but the Niners helped your heart. Like, that's what I hope out of yesterday. And so, yeah, let's get into our impressions of this. And no, I'm not, like, look, it'll probably sound that way at times. I'm not really in on what has happened seemingly across the Bay, whether it's Purdy, whether it's Mac Jones, whether it's Jonathan Kuminga, and whether it's Brandon Pajemski. There are these little fights that the fan bases have that are based on individuals only, as opposed to just kind of like what's best for the team and let's root for the team. So I don't have any designs on any Purdy victory lap today. Like, it's one game. It's a football game. But I thought it was wonderful, wonderful to have him back. I think the 49er offense clearly has at least another pitch. Another pitch that it throws a little bit better when Purdy is in there. Wonderful to see him healthy. Wonderful to see him come out healthy, not float balls. You're not wrong. I didn't think it was a perfect performance. He had a couple throws that could have, should have been picked. Picks don't really bother me in that way. Like, I think that, you know what I mean? Like I said, Lamar, Josh, Patrick, they all got picked yesterday. You can throw a pick or two in the game, depending on the time. Like, I want you to be aggressive out there. But that's all. Like, I think it's a day for me to just tell you what's in my mind and heart about the Niner quarterback position. I'm bummed that Brock Purdy hasn't been able to seemingly get more of the fan base on his side with what he's been able to do over the last 3.5 years. The Niners didn't have a hot hand to ride. they had a job to give back to their multi-million dollar franchise quarterback, and he walked out on the field, and about two throws in, I felt like he reminded everybody how good he can be. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I mean, he was good. He was better than fine. He wasn't spectacular. He didn't have to be. Yesterday was about complimentary football, and it starts with Sky Moore, and Sky Moore takes it to the one, and you punch it in, and you go up 7-0, and the defense forces a punt, and you get the ball back, and then, yeah, a couple of boom, boom, boom. Shanahan was in his bag early. Now you're up 14-0. I'm sorry, 13-0.
Yep.
Well, the PAT was blocked,
yep.
And I don't think that's on Eddie,
no,
per se. And so, yeah, you are two possessions in. You had a total of, what was it, 6 plays, and you had 2 touchdowns, and so it was game over. So Brock Purdy didn't have to be anything more than a game manager, and people hate that phrase, but that's what it was from then on. It was basically, don't muck it up, and he didn't, and he had a couple of throws that were, oh, God,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why?
Like
throws into unnecessary duress, but he got away with it, and McCaffrey on the ground was good enough. And Brian Robinson, he chipped in here and there, and the defense was bend but don't break. And so that game to me was won in the opening 9 seconds when Sky Moore took it 98 yards all the way down to the one.
No doubt.
That was kind of game over.
Well, I mean, for just the luxury that Brock had to basically start his first game back with essentially a 7-0 lead.
It's a short
field, Mark. He didn't have to
do
anything. He just... I mean, they scored so fast that I don't know how many people even got my joke, but I immediately went to Twitter, and I was like, what an opening drive by Purdy.
Nice.
You know, you turn around and give the ball to Kristen, and it's over. And then that kind of takes the, you know what I mean? Like, it takes the nerves out of it. Now, look, it could have ended up being 7-7. The Cardinals could have gone right down the other way, but they didn't. And so Purdy's first real drive was pretty good field position, not great, but pretty good field position,
yeah.
And he did really good things with it aggressively right away, and the signature throw of the game is the touchdown to Purdy, or I mean to Kittle, in the corner of the end zone that did make it 13-0, and then now you're in a tilted game, and that changes everything. It relaxes everybody. It makes their play calling one thing. It makes your play calling one thing, and so that was wonderful for him. But I do think, you know, to your point about some of the throws where you're like, oof, boy, don't do that. I just think that there are sort of two levels of quarterbacks in the NFL. And I've watched so much, maybe even more than normal this year around the league. The guys who are really in a flow with their team, they are considered to be kind of the creme de la creme, the top 10 QBs in the game. They will force it. They do. They push it a little bit. And I think that is one of his characteristics. And quite frankly, I'm cool with it. Brock is going to throw some picks the rest of the way. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. But like I said, Lamar, 2 picks. Josh has actually turned the ball over a ton this year, but also accounted for 6 touchdowns yesterday. Mahomes going against a great defense, but he got picked in a big moment and lost the game. I think that the top quarterbacks, they push it a little bit. Jared Goff got picked off right away last night. They went for it on 4th down 17 times.
Yep, 0-for-5.
Right, and got none of them. So, like, there is a little bit of a brash strategy for teams that feel like they're at full strength and they've got their guy. And so you're going to see that. It was, you know, Mac was much more get ball out of hand. And he did that really well. But I just see it. This is a different level. This is a different pitch that they can now throw now that they're at full strength.
Yes, they can, but the throws that I'm looking at in the first half were both, in my opinion, largely unnecessary, where you've got the lead and you're going to put the ball in jeopardy. He threw one on 3rd and 5 to Pearsall that Pearsall actually had to work back and break it up, and that was kind of just an up-for-grabs kind of ball, and the other one was on 3rd and 3, when you're already up 19-10 and you just kind of floated one down and it was a really dangerous throw and
yep.
It got broken up as well. And
yep.
So I do think that Brock Purdy is going to hopefully get healthier and be able to rip the ball a little bit more. I didn't see him really make any throws, and I'd have to go back and watch it a third time, but I don't remember a lot of throws where he just put his foot in the ground and just ripped it. It was a lot of just more touch passes, which is fine.
Well, the Kittle one was pretty deep. That's
yeah,
pretty deep
it was
throw.
Deep, but it was a deep, it was a finesse throw.
It was a looper.
And the thing about that play, and I'm going to go back and I'll pull it up and I'll show you during the break, but the thing about that play was he changed the play at the line of scrimmage.
Indeed.
He changed the play. He saw the coverage. Yep. He made the call. They changed the formation, and he got the one-on-one, and he floated it down. Great throw. Even better decision, though,
exactly,
to change the play. And so I'm not saying that he has to step back there and just rip the ball all over the place, but I hope that as the foot, the toe gets more healthy, he's able to make a little bit more of a tougher throw with velocity.
Yeah, no doubt. 888-957-9570. How did yesterday's offensive performance make you feel? And what sort of stood out? We can get to any of this, whether it's the quarterback or beyond. 888-957-9570. But here's what I'm getting at. Can I work through a couple of Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line messages?
Yeah.
Like, here's one we hadn't mentioned yet. 707's like Sam Darnold in a huge game threw four interceptions yesterday. He threw four interceptions. Now, he was going up against a really good defense. They had a chance to win the game anyway. But again, like, nobody is like, wow, Sam Darnold, you ruined everything. Like, big-time quarterbacks, big-time teams that are winning games, you got to go out there and let it rip. You got to take some chances, and you're going to get a few picked off. But here's the one that this is like two different text messages that they get me. Maybe they shouldn't get me. 650, Brock Purdy played one of the worst teams in the NFL. Well, actually, it's the exact same defense that Mac Jones played week three and scored 16 points. Now, these things are not fully equal.
Right,
Mac did
right.
not have George Kittle in that game.
And Mac did not get the ball at the one.
He did not get the ball at the one. He didn't get a 7-0 lead off of special teams. But one, it got 41 points. The other got 16. Yes, not all things are equal. Here's the next one. 415, man, are we really going to act like the coach didn't scheme up every play for Brock Purdy to have a wide open receiver? He didn't have to throw the ball into a tight window. And when he did, what happened? I don't know what happened. He didn't throw any picks. Do you really believe that the coach doesn't scheme up all plays? Every single play that ever gets called is schemed up by the coach. Mac Jones didn't have open receivers. And Mac was wonderful. He went 5-3. He did a great job at being a backup quarterback. What bums me out is that a portion of this fan base will never appreciate what Brock Purdy brings to the table, even when you see it. Even when you see it. It's the first time they scored 41 points in 2 years.
Right.
So
it's all very contextual because they got the ball at the one, and then off the Lenore pick, they got the ball at the 14, and they scored there, and they scored off an onside kick. So it's not like they drove down like 80 yards six different times.
No question. But
so the point total to me is skewed by a lot of the circumstance.
No doubt.
Field position.
But how often did they use the punter in the entire game? I think once, if I'm remembering
once or
correctly.
Twice.
Yeah. Like
twice.
Again, the offense moved at a higher level, in my opinion. Mac was wonderful. Mac was wonderful in his time. I thought the offense moved at a different pace, a different level, more layered, all of those things, and it bums me out that that people forget. People forget what Brock Purdy has achieved in a Niner uniform. Most fan bases love their winning quarterbacks. This one's got a lot of people that try to replace him. It's a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. We're also sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans. Let's talk it out. Steve Kerr's in a half hour. It's Willard and Dibs.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It'll be Moore from the 2 yard line, and we're underway in Glendale. Sky Moore with an opening, and Moore on the run. One man to beat, and it's the kicker, Rylan. He'll blow by him. Moore on the move to the goal line, lunging and down at the 2. Keytrell Clark saves a touchdown, but Sky Moore all the way to the 2. It's first and goal for Brock Purdy's return. From the 1, McCaffrey, a jump cut and in for a touchdown. And in the blink of an eye, the 49ers have the lead.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Is that Kugler?
Yep.
That's Kugler with the call, along with Moose.
In the blink of an eye.
And it was on Fox. And, wow, was Purdy great on that drive, huh? Way he turned his body and handed Brock the Purdy. Ball to to Christian McCaffrey.
Well, he got the snap, too.
Thing of beauty. He did.
Clean snap.
Yeah.
Shout out Jake Brendel back at center, which was kind of nice.
Offensive line is starting to string a couple things together.
Huh.
And if the offensive...
Grady's grade's coming up.
If offensive line play is good, the Niners will score. Lots of points. That's a Brock or a Mac or a whatever. If you give Kyle Shanahan good offensive line play, you're going to score some points. So that's a huge thing. You know what else I wanted to throw out there? I mean, maybe this is just inspired by Sky Moore's opening kickoff return. I know that a lot of us, self-included, hoped for more to happen at the trade deadline. But if we just step back for a second and take a look at the things the Niners did do when faced with, oh no, our receivers are all hurt, or oh no, our pass rushers are all gone. Sure, they were not able to go get the big boom, but the trade for Sky Moore, as much as he's freaked us out all year, has actually started to really pay off. And he's held on to the ball. He hasn't always made the right decision on punts, but he's held on. He has not made the huge mistake, and now he's starting to play make. And that's huge. Keon White, he's making some plays on this defensive line. And then
Fumble recovery yesterday and then a sack.
And if you want to go to the scrap heap people that they picked up, you know, starting with like Kendrick Bourne and even what we've seen in a short period of time from Cleveland Ferrell returning to the team. Gosh, you know what? Like,
didn't mention Brian Robinson.
No,
who's not scrappy.
Right. Like, thank you for bringing that up too. Yep. Like, these have been good moves.
They're making contributions.
These have been good moves.
And even Eddie Pinheiro, if you want to put him on the scrap heap. I mean, he wasn't total scrap heap, but he was a guy that was just kind of chilling, and you got him in, and I don't know how long he'll be out. Hopefully it's not long, but he's been an unbelievable kicker for this team that desperately needed a kicker. So yeah, if you want to talk about trade deadline, and I do think that we we in this business and as fans, we all overinflate the importance of doing it at the deadline, because Keon White and Cleveland Furl, that was a week earlier.
Week before the deadline. Sure.
Does that not count?
Oh,
like,
no, no,
just
it does.
Because it wasn't like half an hour to go, it's the deadline.
I actually appreciate if you can do it before the deadline, do it before the deadline. Sometimes you have to pay a little bit more for it.
Not for these guys.
You know what I mean? The Giants got Rafi Devers way, way, way before the trade deadline.
They didn't have to pay more, though,
no.
As it turns out.
Who knows what would have been offered. I have no idea. But anyway, bottom line is, that it counts. It counts. You wanted them to see if you could bring in somebody who could be a little bit more of a lead dog, even if it's not a big name. I will forever wish they had gotten Will McDonald from the Jets. And I know that most of our fans, I get that Will McDonald is not some sort of household name. But the deadline passed, and the following week, Will had 4 sacks. Like, the 49ers don't have anybody who's ever going to have a game like that. They just don't have anybody like that. And I would have loved to see them do that. I have no idea if that was even discussed. I have no idea what the price was. I respect that the position the 49ers were in, and that it's a difficult one to give up future assets to go after a season that looks like maybe a fun one, but not a Super Bowl year. So I get all of that. But if we do just look at the things that they did do, instead of being upset at the things that they didn't do, what they did do has been pretty good. It's been pretty good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How about if you even go back to free agency and that they signed Mac Jones?
It's been
worked out pretty good. I think he contributed.
And DeMarcus Robinson has been, he's
here
been fine.
Sure.
He's not that important. And you mentioned Kendrick Bourne, and Kendrick Bourne yesterday wasn't even really that impactful, and you didn't even really need him to be on the field that much because you've got Ricky Pearsall back, and you got Juwan Jennings, who had a very good game catching the football from Brock Purdy. So you're going to do 2 wide receivers a lot. And just looking at the snaps yesterday, Kendrick Bourne only played 13 snaps.
Sure, with Ricky back, sure.
Right. I mean, Ricky was in there for only 41 snaps, which was three-fourths of the game. You only had 54 offensive plays.
Right.
Because you didn't need that many offensive plays.
You had great field position,
right?
And then when you did get the ball, you went bing, 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 and you scored.
Yep.
Yeah, they really, really, they were humming yesterday, man. And I thought also, it might have been, and I don't even have the numbers in front of me. I should probably pull them up. But
what do you want? I got them here.
What was their overall yards per carry as a team? I'm seeing it now. 3.8. Part of that is...
I mean, Mac Jones had 3 for minus 3.
Right. So and Purdy had 1 for minus 7. Apparently, they called one of those a rush.
No, it was the broken play.
Yeah.
And I just watched it again this morning where he gets the snap and he looks left or he looks right. And he's like,
and
oh,
the running
Schmidt.
Back went left.
Whoever was supposed to be there wasn't there. And so he went like step, 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 slide. So if you take that out and the Mac Jones out, which is 4 for minus 10... Now you're looking at 21 for 105.
Yeah.
That's 5 yards a tote.
And Christian was over 6. He was at 6.2 yards per carry.
And Brian Robinson was, I thought that he was not as explosive or as physical as he was last week, but he was fine. And McCaffrey, 6 yards a carry, including, and I heard this on the broadcast this morning, the first rush all year that went for 20 yards or more. All season.
Damn.
Long.
Damn.
And it's almost Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And Brock Purdy, CMC goes for 20, and Kugler, in his exuberant, excited voice, that's the first one for 20 or more yards all year. And I was like, what?
Oh, that's
and even
crazy.
Moose was like, wait, how can that be in a Shanahan offense?
No joke.
And I didn't go through all my notes, but I was like, yeah, that sounds about right.
It just felt to me, of all the games, like the best blend of the ability to run and throw. Like, if we go even through all the wins, go to the game against the New York Giants, they threw it really well.
Yep.
Go to the game against the Falcons, they ran it really well. Go to the game against the Rams, at least in the first half, they threw it really well. Yesterday, they were able to do everything. They were able to do everything. And I have, like, there's a small list of what goes into my head as to why. And yes, being at full strength is one of those reasons. Yes, playing an inferior opponent is part of that. Although Can we play with that for a second? The Cardinals are, look, they're not good. They're 3-7. But also, I think if you want to get intricate on this, we do understand two things. A, it's a division opponent on the road. Like, that's hard. I don't care. That's hard. The Ravens against the Browns yesterday. The Browns trading off rookie quarterbacks, neither of whom could achieve a first down, and that game's tied in the fourth quarter. Road division games are hard. What I think happened yesterday is, A, the Niners offense, when it's at full strength like this, and both running and passing, becomes really, really hard to defend. And B, even the Cardinals, whether they're good, bad, mediocre, whatever, this was the worst version of them. But their injuries were largely all on the offensive side of the football. Their defense, which has been, I don't know, you tell me, what's their defense ranked this year? The Arizona Cardinals.
It's probably right in the middle.
Yeah,
they've been fine.
Yeah, they're not good. They're not horrible. If you look at their, obviously, last week got completely out of hand. People go, Seattle busted 44 on them, right? They had two defensive touchdowns. You know, if you go back through the weeks, this is a team that's decidedly okay. They're very okay.
Yep.
But they were healthy. They were healthy. They were at home. And the Niners, with the help of field position, turnovers, a big special teams play, their offense moved the ball on them at will.
I mean, pretty much at will, but they moved it at will, but they benefited by a couple of amazingly short fields. And so, yeah, and that's football, where finally the special teams was not only competent, but they kind of carried the day and they set the tone. You had a 1 yard field in your first possession, literally a 1 yard drive. Boom, you're up 7-0. Awesome. And then second time you went 70 yards, then you went 65 yards, you had to punt. Then you got the ball near midfield because, you know, Arizona went for a 58-yard field goal, and they missed. And so now you get the ball near midfield. So a lot of it is what we always talk about, complimentary football. And you don't have to apologize when you get good field position. And the D'Amador Lenore interception and subsequent return, that was awesome.
It was
that
huge.
Was basically 7 points.
It was actually, to me, it was the first, like, real pick that the Niners have had all year.
Oh, the Mustafa one was a real pick.
Right, but the Mustafa one, the same as the D'Amador Lenore one in Houston, were both right before halftime when somebody is trying to push the ball down the field and just did an out-and-out overthrow, airmail their receiver, and you're in the right spot and you catch the ball. It doesn't mean that they don't count. But I'm talking like, dude, a dog made a break on a ball and grabbed it and went the other way. Niners haven't done that in a year and a half.
It's been a while, yeah.
And they did it yesterday with Demo. And I was shocked. Can we talk about the fact that nobody thought he was going to play? And then he was amazing.
Yep.
He's going for an MRI, and now he's going down the field.
63-yard return.
Like, incredible. What happened there?
I don't know.
Grandy, did we get any word on D'Amador Lenore? Like, on Friday, it's like, yeah, no practice, MRI. On Sunday, wow, there he goes down the field. What happened?
I don't know.
He's fine.
Good enough to play.
He looks great.
Oregon Ducks are tough. You know that.
There you go.
There you have
there
it.
There you go. Bo Nix, ladies and gentlemen. Troy Franklin. They beat the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Atta babe.
Bo Nix.
Atta babe. Hey, Bo made a big throw at the end of that game. This is a tie game, and the Broncos are still like in that sort of neighborhood of like, how risky can we get? We're kind of out by the 40-yard line. And guys don't want to, don't get risky and give up the field goal, even though it's a 57-yarder. And I think it was 2nd and 8, and Bo dropped back and just dotted. I think it was Franklin. It was either Franklin or I can't remember which Bronco receiver it was. It might have been
not
Franklin.
Not Sutton.
No, it was not Cortland
Ingram.
Sutton.
Those are my guys.
No, Ingram doesn't ever touch the ball anymore.
No, and Cortland Sutton, like, they don't really throw to him very often.
Not as much. Well, now it gets spread out. They've actually got a receiving core now. Cortland does okay, but Evan Engram is totally out of the deal. But he dotted someone on a beautiful leverage play where he saw where the corner was and threw it in a spot where he couldn't see it. And it ended the game. It ended the game. The Chiefs this year are 0-5 in one-score games.
Huh. Imagine that.
Remember what they were last year?
They were, I think, 10-1?
Felt like they were 26-0.
Something like that.
In games decided by less than 2 points.
And it's always interesting, and this is something I learned from Joe Fortenbaugh a long time ago, former radio partner, and now he's kind of a big-time guy. But turnover margin and also one-score game record, these things, they even out over time. So even if you're a good team, you're not going to always win one-score games. And if you're a bad team, you're not always going to have a bad turnover margin. These things kind of go, they ebb and they flow. And the Niners yesterday were a +3 in the turnover margin. Now they're -5 for the year. They're getting closer to where their record would indicate they should be.
Yeah, I mean, that's what ended up tilting the game into something that was in no doubt was the turnovers, actually.
Yeah.
Because as some people will point out, in fact, here it comes. I see you, 415. Thank you for listening. Boxer and Gerson, Work Injury Attorneys text line. I'm a huge Niner fan, but how come we're not talking about the fact that we gave up 488 total yards of offense against the Cardinals? Well, let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, let's.
I think that both things are true. A, part of that was game script and situational, which is that the 49ers are up by three scores by halftime with the field goal that Pinheiro made because the Cardinals committed one of their 8,000 penalties.
Yep.
And so they're up by three scores. So, yes, the Cardinals are going to move the ball up and down. They're going to throw the ball constantly. The Niners are going to be in a defense that is forcing you to just use the clock. But the other side of that is, if what you're saying with that text is, I'm concerned that the 49ers can't stop anyone, you're right. Like, yeah, you're right. And they lost Tatum Bethune now for a few weeks too. So Curtis Flippin' Robinson,
yep,
is your starting most important linebacker, if you will. Fred Warner's replacement. Those of you who wanted Nick Martin on the field,
here he comes.
Here you go.
Here he comes.
He's on yesterday.
He made some good plays. He made some bad plays yesterday.
So
it was a mixed bag.
Like, I joked, but I mean this. Start your fantasy people in Niner games. Their offense is at full strength, and I believe if their offensive line blocks the way they are right now, they're going to be really good. They're going to score a lot of points. But yes, the other team will too. Yeah, especially if the other team is competent. I don't know if Cleveland's going to move the ball. I don't know if the Niners will move the ball.
That becomes an interesting game down the road.
That one's different.
Because Cleveland's defense is going to be one that I think is going to challenge this Niners O-line and this Niners offense even at their best. Yep. But you mentioned Carolina during the break, and you know Carolina suddenly got hot, and Bryce Young threw for 400-something yards himself.
Hey,
so
I won a couple fantasy games yesterday because Tet McMillan, wait till you see the rookie from Arizona. I'd start him.
Oh, he's good. He's really good.
He's not just good. He's going to go against a 49er defense. Now, he'll get Demo. He'll get Lenore a lot. But at the same time, you know, they've also got Xavier Leggett now, this big physical freak on the other side.
Yep.
Like, Coker is healthy. They've got a receiving core, and they're going to cook. Like, I think the Niners will win that game. You said that they're already a 7-point favorite.
Yep.
Monday night, I already checked the weather. Long-term forecast looks like it's going to be pretty clean. Should be good out there at Levi's Stadium Monday night.
Fast track out there, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, let's play. But, yes, bet the over. Yeah.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Like, that's where we are.
Well, and it's not like the Niners defense is a complete sieve. And even if you look at yesterday, Arizona got 12 yards in the first drive. They punted. Then they went 72 for a touchdown. Then they went 3 yards, missed a field goal. They went 71 yards for a touchdown. They went 8 yards and they punted. You kind of get it, where it's not every single drive the Niners are just susceptible. And part of yesterday was an unbelievable avalanche of penalties.
Which is why some of those three and outs were three and outs, because they kept making first and 10, first and 20, second and 5, second and 15.
Yeah, like, I'm looking here. Third and 5 became third and 10. The third drive, second and 7 turned into second and 12.
There you go.
And then, you know, Keon White tips a pass, and then now you have to settle for a field goal. And yeah, on and on and on. And the other one was third and 9. Green with the unnecessary roughness after the play.
Yeah.
Arizona was going to punt the ball.
They sure were.
And then they didn't have to, because Renardo Green lost his cool. But Arizona still, they had to struggle, and they kicked a field goal at the end of that drive.
Yep. 888-957-9570. Steve Kerr is going to join us in about 8 or 9 minutes. And then we really would love to hear from you on sort of what popped to mind. Like, I just would like to say this, and I wonder kind of what the, you know, like, go into your gut here and tell me what it felt like to watch that game yesterday. I'm well aware, as we all are, of what's going on the defensive side of the football. They have lost pretty much all their people. They're right, like, from Fred Warner to Nick Bosa to now Mykel Williams and Tatum Bethune, and the safety position has been an adventure all year, and they're just not equipped on the defensive end. They're going to have to do their best to get a few stops, kind of like what Dibbs is talking about right now. But the offensive side of the football yesterday, for me, that was the first time since, I don't know, halfway through last year, maybe? You know, even, well, Christian didn't play much of last year. It's been a long time since the offensive side of the football felt like that. It felt like 49er football.
First half of week one this year is probably when it was.
Yeah, but
until Kittle got hurt.
Exactly, and Kittle got hurt, and then, as we know, like, Purdy, we didn't realize it, but Purdy got hurt, and Purdy played the second half of the Seattle game with the foot problem, and apparently played the Jacksonville game with the foot problem. He didn't look like he had a foot problem yesterday. I still think he looks a little hesitant to take off, and he did say that that's what hurts, is just the running, not the planting and throwing. But that was my thought on the couch yesterday. Had super comfy pants on, had my kids sitting next to me, and I'm like, that's the Niner offense. That's what they can look like when it's really humming. They've been good at times, whether it's Purdy, Mac, whatever. They've had their moments, they've had their not, and even this goes into last year. But we all know, we remember what the Niner offense looked like 2 years ago. Yesterday kind of felt like one of those games. And it was evident quickly that the Purdy 30 was going to happen. It was quickly evident.
Right. I mean, and
not that he gets the credit for it.
No,
all.
But
that's what,
I mean,
you know what I'm saying.
And they wound up with 41 points. And so the team scores points. And sometimes it's the defense, sometimes it's special teams, but it's all done by the team. And so, was the offense really humming? At times they were, yeah, they didn't have a lot of pushback. They only had 8 third downs that they faced all game long, and they only converted 3 of them, and so they weren't really behind the sticks ever. They weren't really pressed in any real way. They had the lead from play number 1 from scrimmage, so, I mean, yeah, the offense looked good. They didn't put up gaudy numbers. McCaffrey was effective running it. He didn't have to have much more than that. Purdy didn't have to throw for a bunch of yards because you had a lot of short fields, but when you got the ball, you scored a lot of times. You didn't turn it over. So, yeah, effective and efficient.
888-957-9570. Wonder how it felt to watch that offense at technical full strength. I know Brandon Ayuk's still not there. There's always going to be somebody who's out. By the way, practice window, again, not opening up for Brandon Ayuk this week. Still a week-to-week proposition, says Kyle Shanahan. We'll let you hear a little bit more about what he said in his conference call today with regard to injuries. Eddie Pinheiro, Tatum Bethune, Brandon Ayuk, Jacob Cowing, all that information is coming. And patiently, we'd love to talk to as many of you as possible at 888-957-9570. However, Steve Kerr is going to join us next. 3-game road win streak is active. And now the team is in Florida to do Orlando and Miami the next couple of nights. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Steve Kerr joins us next on Willard and Dibbs.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.